Chapter 4 Fake Tears. Willie's mother had him remove his muddy clothes. She then washed the dried mud from his hands and face and put him in a nightshirt and had him get into her bed. She bandaged his head with a strip of cloth torn from an old bedsheet. She picked up the heavy iron poker from the fireplace and walked to the barn. Willie heard a loud crack. When his mother returned, she shoved the bloody end of the poker into the ashes in the fireplace. That part of the plan he dreaded the most. Willie hated being the cause of Bessie's pain. That old plow horse had gotten him safely home, and he felt he owed her his life. However, for his mother's plan to work, Bessie had to actually be hurt. It was not long before the sheriff's deputy rode up to the house. Willie's mother met the lawman outside as he dismounted. He told her that a farmer had found her husband's body in Willow Creek just after sunup. He went on to say that it looked as though Jesse had fallen from the bridge and drowned. He also told her that Sheriff Hall wanted to talk to her and her boy as soon as the two of them could get into town. Willie's mother began to cry hysterically and put on a credible show of remorse. She then completed her act with a fake fainting spell, dropping to the ground. The startled man ran to her side, fanned her with his hat, and tried to revive her. That was Willie's signal to stumble out of the house and try to help. The first part of his mother's plan had been believable. No doubt the deputy would give a full report of her reaction to the sheriff. She then hitched Bessie to their wagon and went into town for Willie's report of the night's activity. Not what had actually happened, but rather his mother's made-up version. Once there, Willie's mother went into another fit of hysterical crying. Everyone was so concerned about her that few took the time to hear Willie's story about a raccoon spooking Bessie at the bridge. His tale of Bessie rearing up and kicking him in the head went mostly unheard by the bystanders. Sheriff Hall was proud of his quick assessment of what had happened. Obviously, when Bessie kicked the boy, she must have jerked her head back into Mr. Tate's nose, thus knocking him into the creek unconscious, where he drowned. The small patch of dried blood over the fresh bump on the back of Bessie's head made this explanation infallible. The crowd all looked at one another and nodded their heads in agreement with Sheriff Hall's conclusion. By the time the sheriff had finished his little speech, old Doc Johnson walked up and asked if Mrs. Tate wanted him to examine her son's wound.
"No,"
she said quickly, as she pulled Willie close to her side.
"He will be fine after some rest. I will take him home and put him straight to bed."
She wanted her son out of town as soon as possible, before anyone looked too closely at his head. The wound did not look anything akin to a horse kick. Her oversized bandage had helped conceal this fact. Doc Johnson informed her that Jesse's body was at his place and asked what she wanted done with it. It was the time of year when folks put the dead in the ground as soon as possible. It did not take a body long to start to decompose in the summer's heat. She used her son's injury to convince the sheriff to handle all the burial arrangements. She again lied and said Mr. Tate had told her he wanted buried in a proper cemetery, next to a church. She did not want his foul remains anywhere near the farm. Having been widowed twice in 1 year and with an injured child to care for, helped the townsfolk to understand her inability to attend Jesse's funeral. It was unlikely that very many would be in attendance. Few of the locals really cared much for Jesse. As they rode out of town, Willie's mother continued to wail until she was well out of hearing distance of the concerned citizens of Wilsonville. She then dried her fake tears, put her arm around Willie, and said,
"You done just fine, son."
Willie felt good about what he had done, although he actually had little choice in the matter. It was either Jesse or them. Still, killing lays heavy on one's heart, even someone as vile as Jesse. For the moment, though, Willie just wanted the pain in his head to go away. He would deal with his heart later. Sensing her son's suffering, Willie's mother pulled him near as the wagon rolled down the dusty road toward home. Exhausted from the ordeal, Willie closed his eyes, and then, just before he drifted off to sleep, a single warm tear made its way down his cheek.